Track 10, more news. Keep distance from whales, say police. Devon and Cornwall police are urging the public to behave responsibly when watching marine wildlife, especially whales. Having received multiple reports of humpback whales in the area, the force are reminding people of the responsibility they have to protect them from disturbances which can negatively impact their health and behaviour patterns. As part of Operation Seabird, a national initiative which aims to tackle marine wildlife disturbance, antisocial behaviour and promote responsible wildlife watching, officers are reminding people by visiting coastal areas or using boats on the water to follow safe wildlife watching practices. Rural Affairs Officer PC Lee Skinner said, "As the weather starts to warm up, it's important that people visiting coastal areas consider the well-being of marine wildlife and take steps to prevent any unnecessary disruption. This means keeping a safe distance away from whales, seals and other marine wildlife and keeping noise to a minimum. Dogs must also be kept on leads and under close control around the wildlife. Protecting our coastline is something we take very seriously. Police are asking oceangoers to keep a minimum distance of 100 metres from whales and other marine wildlife, avoid groups of mothers and calves completely, switch boat and watercraft engines into neutral if animals actively approach the vessels, never pursue animals if they move away or if they bow ride alongside vessels, avoid changing course or increasing their speed. Never touch marine animals as this could be considered an offence. I urge anyone who has information or concerns about wildlife crime or disturbance to report it to us. If a wildlife crime is happening now, call 999. Otherwise, information can be provided by calling 101, said PC Skinner.
Tidal waves of inspiration as students visit Barrier. A dozen Year 12 engineers from South Devon UTC in Newton Abbot had the unique opportunity to visit the Bridgewater Tidal Barrier Project, a major civil engineering initiative run by Kier Group PLC. The students were given an exclusive tour of the live works taking place on site, where they saw massive cranes sinking concrete support piles into the ground and learned about the scale and complexity of the project. The Bridgewater Tidal Barrier, designed to protect the town from rising sea levels and flooding, is an enormous engineering feat, and the students gained valuable insight into the various stages of the construction. From the public viewing platform, the students observed the large-scale works in action and received a comprehensive overview of the project from the team at Kier Group. In addition to exploring the technical aspects of the project, the students were also introduced to the range of careers within the civil engineering sector. They were informed about the different routes into these professions and the diverse opportunities available in the field, from project management to hands-on engineering roles. Claire Plum, head teacher at South Devon UTC, said, "It was incredible for our students to see such a major engineering project up close and to learn about all the different roles involved in bringing it to life. The group gained invaluable experience not only seeing the scale of the project, but also learning about the real-world applications of the skills they are developing in their engineering studies. This visit has certainly inspired them to think about the exciting possibilities for their future in civil engineering. The Bridgewater Tidal Barrier Project is a prime example of the scale and impact that civil engineering can have, and we are proud to offer our students the chance to engage with such groundbreaking work."
The ladies of Newton Abbot Women's Institute recently learned about the life of an air traffic controller. Members heard from Nick Clybourne on his life as an air traffic controller, a former Royal Air Force officer and air traffic controller with more than 40 years of experience in military and civilian air traffic management. Nick's service took him across the globe, controlling some of the busiest airspaces and control centres. He used light-hearted anecdotes from his career, and members enjoyed a question and answer session too. Huge thanks go to him for the insight into life in the skies and keeping us all safe, Karen Jenks, Newton Abbott WI's press officer, said.
Moulding a business from a hobby. A creative hobby used as a stress relief during a tough time has fired into a new business for Tynmouth. Joe Swanick took up pottery as an escape and a much-needed me time away from her full-on life running her own hairdressing business, caring for her mother who had been diagnosed with dementia and bringing up three children. As well as being a saving grace for her mental health, the classes unlocked a hidden creativity and provided a real sense of community. Joe now hopes to provide a similar experience for people in and around Tynmouth with the opening of her pottery workshop, the Mud Club, near Tynmouth Docks. Since she was a child, Joe had always been drawn to fiddling with Play-Doh and plasticine and later Fimo modelling clay. However, her first experience of a pottery wheel didn't come until 2015, when she was gifted a surprise taster session during an anniversary weekend in Brighton. "I'd always wanted to do the wheel," she said. "I loved it and I wanted to learn everything." She subsequently took pottery classes and realised that, as well as learning about working with clay, she was welcomed into a community and her mental health was benefiting too. "There's something about the physical act of working with clay that is really effective against depression and anxiety," Joe commented. "It's amazing what it does to the mind and how it can help with depression," she added. Jo and her husband Ben hope the Mud Club, which can be found next door to the cave in the old key house, will cater for all ages and abilities. The Mud Club offers taster sessions, lessons, open studio workshops and private hour. But most of all, Jo and Ben want the Mud Club to grow into a supportive community where playing with clay can give people an outlet and an escape from this crazy world we live in.
It's all hail to the ale and a cheer for the beer. Bring out your beers. Maltingfest saw hundreds head to the Marquees in Newton Abbott's Osborne Park last week to sample some of the choicest brews in the Society of Independent Brewers Southwest organised event. The ever-popular festival saw close on 300 beers come under close scrutiny from discerning judges well-versed in the dark arts of pale appreciation, who made their choices for top brew ahead of the festival opening to the public. Devon-based Utopian Brewing from Crediton and Bristol-based Moore Beer Company took home the top two awards at the newly launched Indie Beer Awards. Utopian Brewers' big and rich German-style Doppelbock clinched the overall champion gold in the keg beer competition, while Moore's Beer Company classic English strong ale Old Freddy Walker was named overall champion gold in the cask awards.
In seafaring terms, it's known as a complete balls-up. A cargo coaster carrying animal fodder came a cropper entering the River Teen last Thursday. The MV Scott Bay suffered difficulties attempting to reach the port of Tynmouth and spent the day stuck on a sandbar. Fortunately, the 8 crew weren't injured and there were no pollution problems. She was successfully refloated and reached the dock 12 hours later than planned on the evening high tide. Now, some maritime rules about day shapes. A vessel at anchor, more than 7 metres in length, should display a black ball from a prominent position. A vessel not under command and more than 12 metres needs to display two black balls. And a vessel running aground by day is required to display three black balls, which is what the stuck-fast Scott Bay was duly displaying from her rear mast. In nautical terms, it's known as a complete or total balls up, and there are some wonderful photographs of the MV Scott Bay grounded on the sand in the port of Tynmouth, displaying the aforementioned black balls from her rear mast.